The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
I'm going to drive everyone mad now, including myself, by we're going to talk to a man who has no such problems. So, John Kearns, you are still in your hotel in Ischia in Italy, am I right?
I certainly am, Brendan. I'm just sitting here now on the terrace overlooking a small little bay with about 60 boats all parked up with people out swimming and sunbathing. It's absolutely beautiful.
And it sounds like another world. And there is no COVID on Ischia?
No, Ischia is one of the three islands in the Bay of Naples. Everyone would be familiar with Capri. Ischia is the biggest and the other one is a smaller island called Procida. And the Italian government made a decision during the spring to get everybody on these three islands vaccinated to save the Italian tourist season. So by the second week in June, Ischia is the biggest. There's a population of about 60,000 to 70,000 people all year round. It's quite high in density, highly dense population. And they had everybody vaccinated here by the second week in June, so bar the children. So 90% of the population is fully vaccinated. They're going to start, I think, vaccinating the kids when they go back to school, certainly the older ones in September. That's what they're talking about. And basically, if anyone gets COVID here and you end up in hospital, you're taken off the island, you're brought to Naples. They have a small hospital here with about 75 beds. But the claim to fame at the moment is that this is one of the few places in the world that is COVID-free, and it is very, very safe. And I certainly, who did have COVID, I feel very safe here, to be honest.
Okay, tell us about how life is there.
Oh, life is like what it used to be. Thousands
Stop!
Of people
except you're in one of the most beautiful places in the world
shopping.
As well.
There's no social distancing. Some people wear masks, some people don't. There is a limit in the smaller shops. They might only let two or three people in at one time. But the biggest thing is in the bars and the pubs and listening to music, Brendan. Music, you know, people playing the piano, people singing, playing the guitar. So you go into bars and restaurants, hotels, you know, there's music in the air. And just to hear people singing is absolutely wonderful. And to sit there and to clap and to join in and, you know, singing all the old Italian songs, it's just fantastic, you know.
Does it feel like another world, John?
We've got to look forward. Pardon?
Does it feel like another world, like?
It does. It feels like, Brendan, like that's the world we used to have, and now it feels like a new world, you know. And then weddings, like there's a place across the road from our hotel here called the Garden of Eden. That's just on this small bay where we're staying. And like the weddings there, there was three weddings there this week. I'd say there was about 100 people at them. And the music from them, you know, everyone out dancing, singing, you know, just everybody happy, no masks. It's just another planet to what we're used to be perfectly honest. And, it's really, you know, it just puts you in the best of humor. And then you think to yourself, God, you know, we're doing really well because we've got 65% of our country, Ireland, fully vaccinated, and we've only got another 25% to go to get to that 90. And like 80% of the people have had one jab. So, you know, we've just got to all hang in there together, and we're not that far away from
okay,
this
so the world is there waiting for us, John. And listen,
it certainly is. And I was just checking, like, just before we came on air, Campania, this area of Italy, is a population of about 5.8 million. So it's just a little bit bigger than us, you know. But they've got about, I think, a total of 200 people in hospital today with COVID. But they've only got 11 in intensive care, you know.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The numbers, you know, I think there was something like a seven deaths reported in the last week in this area here from COVID, but in Campania. But otherwise, you know, certainly on the islands, it's COVID free at the moment, and you know, long may it continue.
Did you go to mass?
The Delta variant hasn't really hit here yet, so we're in a different place.
Okay, so yeah, they're in a false paradise there. We all have to think as we sit here. Have you been to mass?
I was down in the local church and I met the local priest. I went in to light a candle for my father-in-law, who's in hospital back home. And I got talking to him and it was quite interesting. Well, we have all the tapes inside the churches at home. You know, different pews are all taped up. Here, they just have they've got little stickers for where you can sit down, place your bum, and it's bums on seats. And there's a meter apart in each of the pews in the church. And that's how it works. And local priest was a very, very nice man. Father Don Carlo, those pictures of him with all the last three or four popes, from John Paul to Benedict to Francis, the last three popes, sorry. But a very nice man, and he says this is a great place, and he's right. It's a fabulous, it really is paradise.
John Cairns from the Irish Mirror. I'm sure I speak for the whole nation where I say you enjoy yourself now, right? And don't worry about us. We're grand here. Let's take a break.
I have a point for you tonight, Brendan. I'll be close to you tonight now, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. See you.
Thanks. God bless. Bye.
Email brendan@rte.ie.